over the next 3 nights, a CNA special report. The Gender Balance will examine the challenges that women in Singapore face. It comes ahead of a government white paper on women's development that will be tabled in Parliament. Tonight, maternity discrimination in the workplace. One mother has been sharing her experience with Li Liying.
My name is Wu Li. I have 3 kids. I love them very much. When I had my 3rd child, I encountered pregnancy discrimination. About 2 years ago, I got an interview, and one day later, HR called me and told me the company would like to offer me. So I was asked to do the medical checkup immediately. When I was in the clinic, then doctor advised me go for pregnancy test. The result was positive, so I informed my supervisor and HR immediately. But to my surprise, HR told me, oh, you don't report to work first, because first we are in a construction business. Then this HR told me the set office is not safe for pregnant women. They think my pregnancy will definitely affect my job performance. I just post on my Facebook page. One day later, I received a call from TAFET. They told me they saw my post on Facebook and they helped me to file the case to MOM. I was told MOM takes some enforcement actions against this company. This message had to be changed because I think as a mother, we can take care of my family, can contribution to my job, to my company.
The Manpower Ministry suspended the work pass privileges of the company 2 years ago and made it attend TAFEP's employer clinics on fair recruitment. For a closer look at tackling the issue, we're joined by Li Liying at NTUC Centre at 1 Marina Boulevard. Liying.
Well, not all cases of pregnancy discrimination are so straightforward. In fact, some are quite subtle. Now, for more on this issue, I'm joined by Ms. Yeo Wan Ling. She's the director of NTUC's Youth, Women and Family Unit. Now, thank you for being here, Ms. Yeo.
Hello, Lee.
So how often do you actually see cases of maternity discrimination? And what are some experiences women have shared with you?
Okay. Well, over at the NTUC's Women and Family Unit, in fact, one of the things that we often see are women who come to us about their workplace grievances. And so this is something that we monitor and we actively act upon together with our unions. In fact, I just asked a question about, you know, gender-related workplace harassment over at Parliament this month. Well, for me personally, one of the things that I've seen quite a bit of is actually pregnancy-related workplace inequality or discrimination. And within this itself, I often find that this is a tricky situation to handle, because this can happen both pre as well as post-employment. On the pre-employment side, we will have, you know, sometimes employers asking insensitive or maybe inappropriate questions like, are you pregnant, or are you, you know, thinking of getting pregnant during the interview process? Well, to me, some of these questions without context often leads to discriminatory practices when it comes to choosing a person for a job. Now, post-employment, this is usually what happens when an employee gets pregnant and she lets her employer know, and then the employer finds some way to get her to resign so that he doesn't need to pay, you know, for maternity leave. So these are some of the often cited cases that I've seen from my union members.
So what should employers do when they realise an employee is actually pregnant?
Well, I think 2 things definitely. The first thing first that all employers need to do is to familiarise themselves with good employment practices, good HR practices. The other one too is actually to know about employment laws. And in Singapore, it is not legal for a employer to go and fire or terminate, you know, an employee who's pregnant without good cause. Now, the other one, which is very, very important, is that I believe employers need to have a very, very good work environment or culture. And one of the things that employers need to do is to talk about, you know, their workplace expectations, performance expectations with their employees, whether or not they're pregnant or not.
Well, I think you've made a very important point about how workplaces need to have open conversations with their employees. So stay with us for a moment. But for now, we're going to take a look at how one company navigates these potentially tricky conversations.
Clara's my manager. And she's been my manager for the past 3 years?
3 years, yes.
What's your reaction when I told you I was pregnant?
I was very happy. I remember that.
You were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I remember I was only, I think, it wasn't even 10 weeks yet. I think it was week 8.
Yeah. Were you nervous about sharing your pregnancy with me and asking for support?
I think it was still, for my part, a good decision for me to actually inform you earlier on. So in my first trimester, the nausea was not morning sickness, it was evening sickness. So I think I had to kind of think about how to actually work out my day and plan out my day in such a way that I take meetings in the morning when I'm more productive.
You should feel empowered to do that.
Do you think that the team can cope after I go on maternity leave?
100%. We will be having a backup person while you are gone, and we will hire the person a little earlier so you can do the proper handover.
I think it doesn't actually just stop at maternity covers, right? So the fact is that we are, as a team, very transparent with what each of us are actually doing.
What we have at Facebook is great, because I previously had experience where people had doubts that, oh, if that person go on mat leave, then does that mean I need to take on more work? And you feel like you are penalized by your colleague. That's where I feel like it's okay to ask for support. Do you think it's okay for employers to reach out to employees during maternity leave on work matters?
I think it's okay, but with boundaries set. It will be my responsibility to ensure that everything is properly handed over, so no one needs to contact me while I'm on maternity leave. You are also a mother. What tips do you have?
Never hesitate getting help. If you have the support system, it actually helps you a lot more in achieving your goals. On motherhood, get ready for a lack of sleep every day, every night. But yeah, it's okay. We'll be there with you, so don't worry. Yes.
Well, and that was Facebook's take on how it helps employees transition into motherhood. Now back to you, Ms. Yeo. So, you know, the Facebook example actually shows us that it's possible to have a productive career as well as a fulfilling life at home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but why don't such scenarios happen more often for more women, and what needs to be done?
Well, you know something? I think COVID-19 brought along with it a lot of suffering, a lot of sadness, but it did bring along one silver lining. And that's actually the working from home or flexible work arrangements. It's something that over at the NTUC, the Women and Family Unit, we have been advocating for many, many years. And with COVID-19, you know, our employees got a first-hand experience of what it was like, you know, to start working from home, to introduce flexible work arrangements. And I think right now they see it actually can work. So I do believe, right, with the advent of more companies adopting, you know, flexible work arrangements, our females will be able to excel both at home as well as in the workplace, and will be able to reach for the stars.
Well, thanks for your thoughts, Ms. Yeo. And that was Ms. Yeo Wan Ling. She's the director of NTUC's You Women and Family Unit. Back to you.